gentlemen.
Well, heading into this one-day series, you're going to have to pick the side up a little bit, I suppose, after losing the two T20 games. How are the players developing in preparation?
Yeah, definitely. I think, when we lost the T20 series, of course, we want to, put things right and, want to do well in the ODI. So all the players are looking forward to this ODI series and want to, display their, with full potential. So we will like to go tomorrow and perform up to our potential.
Yeah, it's a slightly different side, of course, with the T20 players being replaced by one day performers. What sort of side are you likely to put on the park on this ground?
Well, we are looking at the pitch and obviously we will try and put a combination which can suit these conditions. Obviously it looks quite hard and obviously the wind factor is there, so we will try and put a combination which can suit these conditions.
If you do find wind, have you got ready bowlers who are prepared to bowl into it?
Yeah, of course. We are already discussed this, and obviously we are practicing in this wind, so we will obviously everyone is prepared for that.
How do you rate New Zealand's performance so far at home, particularly in the T20s and the previous matches that they've played?
Yeah, I think they're one of the best sides in the world, and we all know that, and they're performing really well, and especially in their conditions, they're even more dangerous. So we all know that, but we are prepared for that challenge.
On a hard pitch, I imagine you'll be keen to use the height of Irfan, the bounce.
Yeah, I think he's a good weapon for us, and hopefully tomorrow he perform up to his potential, because he has pace and bounce, so we'll love him to perform well on these conditions.
How has Irfan been bowling lately? Has he been fully fit, or has he had injury worries?
No, he's been fit, and he played played against England, and obviously he was playing in the domestic circuit as well, so he's quite fit, and he's ready to go for tomorrow.
Okay, you've got a very left arm heavy bowling line. Is that an interesting prospect as a captain?
Yeah, I think a lot of good bowlers coming. Most of them are left armers in Pakistan. So, it's sometimes it's advantage as well. So, not every team have left arm bowlers. So, yeah, it's good to see. And everyone has good pace as well. So, it's lucky to have that.
Do you look to the seamers to set the standard for the team in a way? They perform reasonably well.
Yeah, I think everyone has to take the responsibility, whatever role they have. I think fast bowlers, of course, they are important as well. So again, I would say that everyone has to put their best, so fast bowler as well.
How have you negotiated Mohammad Amir's re-inclusion in the team?
He bowled well, I think, in T20s. Obviously, as a captain, my job is to take best out of him, and inshallah, we'll all are very united, and we will try. Especially with Mohammad Amir, we will love him to bowl really well and get wickets for Pakistan.
Have you spoken together and?
Of course, whatever my stance was, but my job is, my role is to lead this side and keep harmony in the dressing room and keep us united. So we are all very united and keen for this challenge.
It was no secret that you had a few issues when you came back. And what allowed you to get through that period and have him back in the side?
This is obviously cricket board's domain. It's not my domain, but we should should not discuss more about it, because we have moved on, and as I said earlier, it's my job to keep harmony in the dressing room and keep us all united, and we are all united, and we are looking forward to the challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.